Several hundred members of the 101st Airborne Division's Bravo Company returned from Iraq Saturday morning. The soldiers landed at Baltimore-Washington International Airport for 2 weeks of R&R. Most had to pay for connecting flights to get them the rest of the way home, but some were lucky enough to be met by family and friends at Baltimore's airport. NPR's Kara Gerhard reports.
One lucky soldier, Chief Warrant Officer Drew Hammond, had a smiling face to look for when he entered the international terminal. His wife, Amber, had traveled to Baltimore from their home in Tennessee so she could greet him as soon as his feet touched U.S. soil.
I've never driven this way by myself. And plus, you know, I'm from a small town, and being in a big city like this, it was a little overwhelming. Besides the fact, you know, my husband's arriving after 7 months of not seeing him. So we have been married 2 years and, 3 months?
For most of the marriage, Drew has been overseas. First, it was Afghanistan. Then he returned, supposedly for good, but after only 22 days, he was redeployed to Iraq. Now, the two-week R&R is a gift. At Baltimore Washington Airport, Amber scans the screen for Drew's flight.
No, I'm not seeing any. This is from Germany. I don't see anything.
Amber first met Drew when he was in Army flight school in Alabama. She always knew she'd have to share her husband with his job. But like many other military wives and families, she never anticipated the war and the back-to-back deployments.
I knew there was going to be travel. I knew he was going to be there was a chance of a deployment. I never dreamed. Okay, I'm like, okay, we got 6 years in the Army, and then we'll be out. Surely we're not going to go to war in those 6 years. And we got married in August, the month before September 11th. And I had thought that summer, I'm like, you know, I can do this.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Okay.
My husband's coming in on AMC.
Mm-hmm.
Where would that be?
You're in the right place. ETA for the aircraft wheels down is about 45 minutes.
The Army's public information officer fills Amber in on flight details. A few other families have filtered into the cavernous international terminal, but it's still fairly empty by the time a soldier's silhouette darkens the translucent glass that guards the waiting area, and the door slides open.
Is that him? No. There's like a ton of 101st guys coming off. That's good.
The soldiers come through in clusters of two or three.
Watch him be the last guy off the plane. We'll be here till like 9:30. Like, all right, honey, about time you got here.
They all carry rucksacks of some type and sport their sandy-toned desert fatigues. Amber balances a fistful of helium balloons, a bouquet of red, white, and blue flowers, and a digital camera.
I have this fear he's not going to be on the plane. Seriously, at work one day, this lady had come in and she was telling the manager that her husband told her that he's going to be coming into Nashville, what time to pick her up. There he is. Hey, baby.
Hey, how you doing?
Amber had been worried that Drew wouldn't recognize her brown hair. It had been several shades lighter when she last saw him.
It's been a long time, but it hasn't been that long.
Well, I told her you probably wouldn't recognize me because of my hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is pretty long.
I'm talking about the color.
Oh, you colored it?
The clock started ticking on Drew's R&R at midnight on Sunday. 15 days to be with his wife. We'll check back in with them during that time. Kara Gerhard, NPR News, Washington.